Data gathered by market research showed 20% of radios tuned to black radio stations belonged to whites. Elvis Presley was exposed to black music listening to WDIA in Memphis. In an interview, Elvis explained, quote, "I also dug the real low-down Mississippi singers, mostly Big Bill Brunsey and Big Boy Crudup, although they," talking about his parents here, "would scold me at home for listening to them. Sinful music, town folks in Memphis said it was, which never bothered me, I guess," unquote. The last thing Elvis said about disregarding the opinions of the elders in the community was a mild indication of the far more defiant general attitude of teenagers in the 50s. This post-war generation was confident of its judgment and less inclined to blindly accept the opinions and traditions of their parents. They insisted on learning from their own mistakes because the world their parents experienced was fading and a new society was emerging. Racial segregation would continue for decades, but the sound of change could be heard on the radio.